Welcome to Hockey Wiz Talks podcast. Today I'll be talking about young players making a splash for their NHL teams. In this podcast, I'll be talking about young players who are making an impact for their respective teams early this season. Anaheim Ducks, Mason McTavish, Pavel Minchukov, and Leo Carlson. Mason McTavish has taken a leap to another level this season, already having tallied 3 goals and 6 assists in his first 7 games, playing alongside Ryan Strome and Frank Vetrano. Pavel Minchukov, the Ducks' 10th overall pick in the 2022 draft, is having an excellent start to his rookie campaign for a defenseman, already having tallied 4 points in 7 games. Leo Carlson, the 2nd overall pick in this past draft, made his impact felt right away, scoring at a point per game pace. Arizona Coyotes, Logan Cooley. Logan Cooley is in fact the real deal and is everything the Coyotes could have asked for when they drafted him with the 3rd overall pick in the 2022 draft. He has tallied 5 points in 6 games. Boston Bruins, Matthew Poitras. Matthew Poitras has been a revelation for the Boston Bruins this season. Although he's only a rookie, he has very quickly worked his way up to being the Bruins' second line center and is tied with JVR and Charlie Coyle for 4th on the team in scoring with 5 points. Buffalo Sabres, Devon Levi. Devon Levi has been pretty good for being a rookie goalie in the NHL, but unfortunately for him, his team hasn't given him much help, hence his 1-3 record this season. We'll have to wait and see what he does after coming off the IR. Chicago Blackhawks, Connor Bedard, Alex Vlasic, and Kevin Korchinski. Connor Bedard has had a good start to his rookie year, putting up 4 points in 7 games, and given his hype and the attention given to him every game, I think this production is pretty impressive. There are 2 rookie defensemen in the Blackhawks lineup who have made their mark so far this season, Alex Vlasic and Kevin Korchinski. Vlasic more than Korchinski. Vlasic has low-key been the Blackhawks' best defenseman this year. He already has 2 assists and is a plus 5. Columbus Blue Jackets, Adam Fantilli and David Juracek. After going pointless in his first 2 games, Adam Fantilli started to show flashes of his potential, and with the injury to Patrick Laine, he will be forced to play a greater role than he would have with Laine. David Juracek is still getting his feet wet in the NHL and is still getting limited ice time, but once he gets his training wheels off, watch out. Minnesota Wild, Marco Rossi and Brock Faber. Marco Rossi was once a very highly hyped prospect for the Minnesota Wild, but now it seems like he's destined to be at best a second line center, when he had the potential to be an elite first line center. Brock Faber has played excellent alongside Jonas Brodin on the first pair, averaging over 23 minutes of ice time a game as a rookie. He should be a big part of this team moving forward. Montreal Canadiens, Alex Newhook and Arber Zajka. After 3 disappointing seasons with the Colorado Avalanche, Alex Newhook was traded to the Montreal Canadiens, which gave him the opportunity to be an impact player, and he did not disappoint. Arber Zajka is very quickly becoming a fan favorite in Montreal due to his physical playstyle and willingness to fight anyone and everyone. Nashville Predators, Tommy Novak, Luke Evangelista, and Juuso Parsonen. Last podcast, I said look out for Tommy Novak of the Nashville Predators, and he is in fact, to this point of the season, their leading point scorer, with 4 goals and 5 points. 2 more young players to watch out for on Nashville are Luke Evangelista and Juuso Parsonen, who both should play huge roles on the team this year. And now a word from our sponsor. Check out my scouting blog at HockeyWiz777Scouting.com. Listen to my scouting blog podcast on podcasters.spotify.com/pod/show/HockeyWiz777Scouting. New Jersey Devils, Luke Hughes, Kevin Ball, and Alexander Holtz. Luke Hughes has played solid for the New Jersey Devils thus far, but I wouldn't say he's outstanding. Like a typical rookie defenseman, he has shown flashes of brilliance, but he's also shown areas of weakness, especially on defense. Kevin Ball has emerged as a top 4 defenseman for the Devils this year, being paired alongside John Marino, and although he still makes mistakes here and there, you like his potential as a potential shutdown defenseman. Alexander Holtz is getting a chance to play on the 3rd line of the Devils and the 2nd power play unit, and has 2 points in 6 games, which is decent for a rookie. New York Islanders, Simon Holmstrom and Oliver Wahlstrom. Simon Holmstrom and Oliver Wahlstrom give the Islanders some much needed speed and skill on the 3rd line alongside JG Pageau, but they have yet to produce much. New York Rangers, Filipino Alexi Lafreniere, Capo Caco, and Will Cooley. Filipino Alexi Lafreniere and Capo Caco are considered the young core of the Rangers, and they are starting to get it all together. Will Cooley made the Rangers out of camp and is starting to settle into his role as the Rangers' third line left wing. Ottawa Senators, Jake Sanderson and Wrigley Gregg. Jake Sanderson has officially taken the leap from being a top four defenseman, being a legit top pair defenseman. Wrigley Gregg has taken advantage of Shane Pinto's absence and has thrived in the role as the team's third line center alongside Vladimir Tarasenko. Philadelphia Flyers, Cam York, Bobby Brink, and Ty Forrester. Cam York was the 14th overall pick in the 2019 draft by the Flyers, and he is finally showing flashes of top pairing potential this year, playing alongside Travis Sanheim. Bobby Brink and Ty Forrester are two players who will be up and down this season, but they also have potential to have some hot streaks throughout the season. San Jose Sharks, William Eklund and Fabian Zetterlund. Two Swedes who give the Sharks fans a glimpse of hope for the future are the combination of William Eklund and Fabian Zetterlund. Besides Thomas Hertl, these two players have been the bright spots for the San Jose Sharks. Toronto Maple Leafs, Matthew Nyes. Matthew Nyes is going to be a major role player for the Maple Leafs this season, playing on the third line alongside David Kampf and Max Domi, as well as the second power play unit. Washington Capitals. Washington will need some of their young players to step up if they are to go anywhere this season, because it has become evident that their core players aren't what they used to be. Two of those players are Connor McMichael, a first round pick of the Capitals back in 2019, and Matthew Phillips, who was a stud for the Stockton Heat of the AHL the past two seasons. Winnipeg Jets, Cole Perfetti. Cole Perfetti is going to have to play a bigger role on the Winnipeg Jets this season if they want to go anywhere, because he certainly has the potential to be an impact player. Check out my hockey blog at hockeywithtalkshockey.blogspot.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at hockeywith777. Teams like the Calgary Flames, Carolina Hurricanes, Colorado Avalanche, Dallas Stars, Detroit Red Wings, Edmonton Oilers, Florida Panthers, LA Kings, Pittsburgh Penguins, Seattle Kraken, St. Louis Blues, and Tampa Bay Lightning didn't have young players worth mentioning. Thanks to the improvement at the amateur level and the training that these players go through at a young age, NHL players are ready to play once they enter the league. There are more and more players making an immediate impact for their respective teams now than 20 years ago. In my next podcast, I'll be talking about potential trade targets for the Tampa Bay Lightning.